BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Look, we need to talk. We have a joint announcement to make, don't we? We have to tell the Americasters what is going on. Well, you say what it is, because it's of such historical importance that I don't feel I'm the man to do it, really.
You're scared to tell everybody that Americast, the podcast, is coming back.
Yeah, and at the moment, of course, it's coming back in a kind of slightly strange way because we are quite literally all over the place. And I'm in Spain, and I would say what time it was here, and I'm not quite sure because it's that kind of holiday. I'm glad to know you're not on holiday, though, Sarah, and you have at least the advantage of being able to anchor us in the place we're meant to be talking about.
Yes, I am in the BBC studio here in Washington, D.C., where it's late morning, it's hot and sunny and stuffy outside, of course, because it's August in Washington when no one in their right mind is actually here, but I am in place in the bureau.
Yeah, so when you come to looking at the things that we're going to be covering in the immediate next few months, I mean, there are some that are really obvious, I suppose, and we've come this far into the podcast without mentioning him by name, but we probably need to mention Donald Trump at some stage. And I'm not suggesting he is all we're going to be talking about by a very, very long shot, but he does in so many ways, doesn't he, just hang over everything at the moment.
He hangs over things because he forces himself into the conversation, of course, not let's forget, and he does that in all sorts of ways. He's been interfering in the midterm elections, trying to have his say over who the Republican candidates are, largely successfully. He's mired, of course, in legal trouble at the moment, as the FBI have seized all these documents from his Mar-a-Lago home. Any opportunity, Donald Trump will put himself front and centre, and I guess that means we're going to have to talk about what he's doing.
Yeah, and one of the things outside what he's doing is, of course, what the president is doing. And in a sense, we've been talking first about Trump and then about the actual president recently. But I just wonder whether, to an extent, even if the midterms don't go brilliantly for Biden, whether we're going to be mixing that around a bit.
Yes, you've got Joe Biden, who is making a bit of a splash. He's finally got some big pieces of legislation through Congress so that he can say he's achieved something and delivered on some of his campaign promises. Inflation, the great bugbear that was turning a lot of Americans against him, is on its way down. Petrol is costing less, and that is one of the things that's always at the top of voters' minds. So it should be good news for Joe Biden heading into the midterm elections. But on the day that big piece of legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, went through Congress, the FBI raided Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. And who got all the headlines? It was the former president once again, not the sitting president.
I just wonder whether some of the social issues that we've got to get to as well are the issues where the Democrats have been struggling to convince people that they really do understand them, ordinary Americans in ordinary places, perhaps away from the coasts. And I hope we can begin to talk about and explore those things, not in a sense of, you know, cultural wedge issues, but actually what Americans are in their hearts and minds at the moment, what they actually believe about really important social and cultural things and their own social and cultural future.
Well, and the extent to which people who have differing opinions about some of these social issues are no longer able to understand or communicate with each other about them. You and I have both been covering American politics for a long time, and we know that there are some issues that just don't go away, and they're issues like abortion, race relations, about gun violence, about the death penalty, the things that are so very different about American politics from what we're used to in the UK. And they are all front and centre at the moment, but in a way that has become so polarised, it's very difficult for the nation to have a debate about it rather than simply just to be shouting at each other over these issues.
Yeah, and that is a very good moment in which to reach out to Mariana, because I think I'm right in saying Mariana is there, and I think I'm right in saying she's also in the wrong place, but the right place, in a sense, at least for her. Mariana, hello.
Hello. I am in Paris, which is not America or the UK, but I will be back.
Well, it is Paris, Texas. Paris, soon. Texas would do. You should be clear about which Paris you're in, I suppose.
Unfortunately, very, very Paris and very France. And what I'm going to be doing on the podcast is investigating the world of social media and disinformation, which is obviously something a lot of people are talking about, not just in relation to those riots at Capitol Hill and the January the 6th hearings and lots of discussions we've been having about online disinformation. The social media sites are gearing up for the midterms and all of that stuff. But actually all of the issues that you've mentioned about abortion rights, about guns, about a whole range of different social issues that voters are living through their social media feeds. And I'm going to be running social media profiles that belong to five characters, our undercover voters, to actually interrogate and investigate and just see what different people in the US right now are being recommended, suggested, and exposed to when they open up their phones and look at what's on their feeds.
That sounds really fascinating. And once we get into that level of detail about what's going on with these elections, we're going to need somebody who really can tell us what the numbers mean, what the facts mean, and of course, who else could it be but the Zert, who has just arrived. Are you here on the call, Anthony?
Yeah, I am indeed. Hello, Sarah, Justin, Mariana, and hello, Americasters. You know, as promised, we're back, and I'm definitely very excited to pick up where we left off, talking about American politics, society, and culture during what has been really crazy times. I am actually in Palm Beach, Florida at the moment, not on holiday. No one holidays in South Florida in August, where it's swelteringly hot and humid. I've been covering the Florida primaries and Governor and possible presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis. And at the moment, I'm actually waiting with bated breath to find out from a local federal court judge here in Palm Beach about why the FBI conducted that unprecedented search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate looking for classified documents. In fact, as soon as I get off this call, I'm going to head down to the courthouse and try to find out more about the details of this. And I'm sure we will talk about this more in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, decades is what I'm aiming for, because, I'm very easily the oldest among us, and I've got the most ambition to keep going.
Yeah, I've been constantly hearing on social media from Americast fans talking about how much they missed the show and how much they wish we would be on, and talking about these big stories that have been rolling one after the other in the past few months. So I'm very excited to be back involved, as excited as I think our fans are.
And so, as Anthony says, he's the continuity candidate through Americast, and Justin, Mariana, myself will be introducing ourselves to you, our Americasters, and looking forward to meeting you.
All right, I'm off to the courthouse. I will talk to you all later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye, and look forward to talking to you every Wednesday evening. A new edition of the podcast will drop on BBC Sounds, and hopefully we'll see you then.